This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And as I told you several times in the opening hour, that's probably going to be the last of all the Israel-Iran war, Tulsi Gabbard-Trump talk you're going to hear on tonight's show. It's without end. Everyone talks about it all day long. We've all been consuming the news all day long. We're not doing that. I'm not a war correspondent. That's enough of that for now. I have other things I want to discuss, other fish to fry. For instance, now, this is going to come to a story that broke today, so you're just going to have to stay with me for a moment, but let's think for just a moment about China and Joe Biden. China and Joe Biden. Just some things off the top of my head, some things that you and I've discussed before, some things that we know. We know that Joe Biden has been, I don't know exactly how I want to put this, the golden goose, if you will, for the Biden family for quite some time. If you are boned up at all, what a great journalism word, Chris. Anyway, if you're boned up at all on Joe Biden's background, you will know that this actually goes clear back to his parents. He was viewed as the star rising politician who, as he gained more power, could help enrich the family. This is really how he began his political career. And you are aware, everyone is aware by now, because of all the reporting that's out there on it, that Joe Biden's family, they don't go do their own thing. You know, it's not that Joe's a United States senator and, oh, there's Brother Jim. He's a pastor in California. Joe Biden's family, all of them, wife, siblings, kids, they all work in a political orbit in one way or another, all tied in one way or another to Joe Biden's power. You know this, I know this, it's been widely reported, we've discussed it forever. We know certain things. We know that when Joe Biden was vice president, the vice president flies on Air Force Two, not Air Force One. And he, under Barack Obama, had to go to China. Now, picture for a moment what a big deal that is for China. It's a big deal when the American vice president is coming to visit. China would send their heaviest of heavy hitters to meet with Joe Biden. It's a big deal. Joe Biden brought his son, Hunter Biden. He not only brought his son didn't tag along for all the official stuff. When they got off the plane, Joe Biden and all his security and all his staffers took off to go do a bunch of official stuff. Hunter Biden went off to meet with some business people in China, just discussing business. Oh, what's that? Is my dad the vice president in town? Hey, I got some business to discuss. We know, again, these are all things we know. We know millions of dollars have changed hands heading from east to west, all surrounding the Biden family. What are some other things we know? Well, there's this little tidbit. China has spy balloons. Really, a lot of people do, but China has spy balloons. And the oddest thing happened. We, the United States of America, because we have to monitor the skies, and we're always monitoring the skies up around Alaska. If you look at it geographically, it's right there. Japan, China, Russia, it's right there. We were monitoring those skies, and we detected this Chinese spy balloon. But we didn't shoot it down right away. In fact, we needed leaks to even find out that we had detected it. Now, at least, I don't even need you to look at a map, but You know where Alaska is, way up north and way out west. And that's where we discovered this Chinese spy balloon. The spy balloon began flying over all of the United States of America. It began hovering over our military bases, doing figure eights. It would go over America's military bases doing figure eights. Of course, gathering intelligence. What kind of intelligence? Well, pictures are an obvious thing that you would know. Did you know that China has the ability? So do we, by the way. But China has the ability to collect signals coming from the base, cell phone, radio information. Did you know they have the ability to do that from a weather balloon, from a Chinese spy balloon? We don't know exactly what they were doing, but what we do know is China was allowed to fly a spy balloon from Alaska clear to the Atlantic Ocean before America shot it down. Do you have any idea how easy and frankly safe it would be to take out a balloon? How much of a nothing burger job that is for the American military? It's nothing. You would wait until it was over a stretch of rural America, and that's a huge chunk of what it flew over is rural America. You could have shot it down in the Rocky Mountains and never touch a soul, but for some reason, we didn't shoot it down. We allowed the Chinese to gather information on all of our military bases, and we let it get clear to the Atlantic Ocean before we shot it down. Just a couple things that are on my mind today. And you know why they're on my mind? Here's the thing. It's the why. Why are they on my mind? Well, here's an interesting headline from John Solomon at Just the News. FBI gives Congress intel on alleged Chinese plot to create fake mail-in ballots in the 2020 election. Right here from the first sentence. Intelligence report raises concerns that China mass-produced fake U.S. driver's licenses to carry out a scheme to hijack the 2020 election with fake mail-in ballots for Democrat Joe Biden. Wow. So, I guess we'll just, well, let's go with the coincidence route, shall we? What an amazing coincidence that Joe Biden spent his entire political career enriching himself and his family through domestic and foreign connections. Everyone knows about his son's sweetheart foreign jobs in places like Ukraine. We know that family has brought in millions from China. Donald Trump, famously very hard on China. He's been ranting about China since before he got into politics. Donald Trump gets elected, puts some policies on China that China doesn't enjoy that much. And then we find out two things. China was trying to get ballots turned in to make sure Joe Biden was elected. That's one of the two things. And the second of the two things we find out is the FBI hid this information from the American public for years. Joe Biden gets elected, and would you look at that? China is allowed to do things, I mean, seemingly whatever they want to do here to the United States of America. If they want to fly a spy balloon from the Pacific to the Atlantic, no problem, no shooting it down, no heavy sanctions after we discover it. Hey, let's let bygones be bygones. Are you making all the connections here? Did we make any connections when we found out? Remember, do keep in mind that the FBI has known this for years. And yet, hey, Chris, how many times have we played that montage of mouthpiece after mouthpiece going on TV discussing the 2020 election as the most secure ever, the freest ever, the fairest ever? We've seen that montage. We've heard that montage once or twice. And remember when I told you that was when I knew something bad had happened in 2020? It wasn't initially. It wasn't right away when we woke up with all the ballots. It was when I turned on the news and very clearly somebody had sent out the talking points.
The reality is this was the most secure election we've ever had, and it was one of the most well-run elections we've ever had.
You know, a lot of this is just really a strategy to erode public confidence in what was a very well-run, secure election.
And you see in this case, we have the safest, most secure election in Michigan's history.
You know what transparency would be? Not lying to your constituents and not denying the simple facts that we had a safe and secure and free and fair election here in Pennsylvania.
Government and industry representatives from the election security community issued a joint statement reflecting a consensus perspective that the 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
Hmm. Interesting how all that worked out. Anyway, let's do some emails next.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss us or if you want to email the show, you are welcome to do so. We love your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Love, hate, death threats, whatever you would like. We'll get to Democrats and why exactly. Why are they on the defensive? It looks like they might even lose New Jersey soon. We'll get to that in a few. I want to do some emails first, though. Let's chop away at this. Jesse, one thing you have to appreciate about Trump is that he listens to the base for better or worse. The base pushed back hard against exempting farms and hotels from ICE raids, and now the decision was reversed, as it should be. Says his name is Chris. Well, this is one of the things that I have encouraged you about many times before, and I always will. Don't man worship. Not ever, under any circumstances, for any reason. And it's not that you shouldn't admire people or respect people, or you know, if you're a huge Trump fan, be a Trump fan. But when you turn a man into more than a man, whether it's Trump or your pastor or a coach or a teacher or me or whatever, when you make a man more than just a flesh and blood flawed person, and you outsource your thinking, when you outsource your political reasoning to that person, and you just hand it over and you become a fan, you have made a grave error, especially when it comes to politicians. People who are hardcore fans of any politician, but we'll make this about Trump because that's what we're discussing about. If you are a Trump hardcore fan, you got the hat, you got the shirt, you got the bumper sticker, you got the yard sign, you voted for him 18 times, Trump, 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 all that stuff is totally fine, totally acceptable. But when you turn that into whatever Trump says is perfect, whatever Trump does is perfect. Trump, I've actually seen people say, Trump is smarter than us. He knows more than all of us. Just trust Trump. I just trust Trump. Are you out of your mind? I don't trust anybody. Nobody. And you know who that hurts the most? One, it hurts the country, that kind of an attitude. Two, it hurts Trump. When you become a super fan and you just say, yes, sir, thank you, may I have another? No matter what somebody says or does, you hurt your country, you hurt yourself, and you actually, ironically, hurt the person you love the most. If I showed up for the radio show, I just decided to start drugs. I started doing a lot of drugs. Big drug person. I started doing a lot of drugs. And I showed up and my brain was all fried out and I couldn't talk. And I'm doing the stupid drug laugh that people do. And the show started to suck. Because of course it would. It's not interesting. It's not funny. You don't enjoy it. Yet, every single day I show up and I have 1,000 emails from people saying, Jesse's the best show ever. Jesse, I love you. Oh my gosh, Jesse, the show's the best. Who does that hurt? Everybody. Because no one tells me the truth. The show keeps going downhill. People keep changing the channel. In the end, the show goes away because people stop listening. And you know who enabled all that? The super fan who lied to me and themselves, telling me it's never been better. Exact same thing happens with whoever your favorite politician happens to be. When you hang on their every word and announce that everything is perfect and wonderful, then they never reverse themselves. Donald Trump, to his unending credit, listens when his base speaks. He will throw out, he does this all the time, He will throw out trial balloons. He uses social media. It's obvious to anyone who pays attention. He uses social media in a variety of ways. And one of the ways he uses social media is he floats a trial balloon out there of an idea he has, a policy he's thinking about implementing, or a policy he's thinking about changing. And then he sits back and he watches how it lands. The other day, it was last week, we discussed it last week. America is in love with these deportations. They're cheering on the deportations. They're loving the deportations. And then, as we discussed, I'm sure Trump's phone was blowing up with big business people saying, "You're deporting all my dishwashers." And so Trump decides it's trial balloon time. And he floats it out there. You know what? We're going to have an executive order soon. The farmers can stay and the hotel workers can stay. I'm paraphrasing. That's essentially what he said. And then he sat back and watched. If it had only been the super fans who spoke at that point, "Yes, Trump, this is perfect. You're so smart, smarter than all of us. I love you." If that's all he heard, we'd have that crappy policy. He'd probably be working on an amnesty deal. Instead, it was immediate pushback. Not a bunch of lemmings, not a bunch of sheep. Thinking human beings stepped up and said, "No, all of them, go home. Every one of them. Gone. Get out. If you are here illegally, don't care. Don't want to hear about it. Get out. If you are a business hooked on foreign slave labor, I understand there will be an adjustment. Who cares? Adjust. Get out. Everybody." That's what he heard. Almost immediately, there was a reversal. Trump administration comes out and says, "Yeah, there's not going to be any change. ICE, go ahead and resume all operations. Deport all of them all the time. Go now." You know who did that? It wasn't Trump. It was you. You spoke up. You didn't superfan. You didn't wave pom-poms. You set down your MAGA hat for 5 minutes and said, "Mr. President, no, this is a mistake." And to his credit, he listened. You did that. And again, credit to him. He listened. He heard. You yelled. He listened. Let's talk about the flip side. Democrats, are they going to lose New Jersey? Oh, man. Let's talk about that in a moment. Look, that's been building up for a while, like relief factor does inside of your body, you see. Relief factor is not a drug. It's 100% drug-free. We're not talking about covering up the pain in your life. "Hey, just take some relief factor. Your elbow will feel better in an hour." No. This is a 100% drug-free supplement. It's a unique formula of natural ingredients. You know, that's my thing. And what's happening? Well, your body has inflammation. That's why your back hurts. That's why you wince when you put your feet down. Your knees swollen. Relief factor goes to the root of it. And it builds up in your system slowly. The longer you take it, the better it works. That's why they sell you 3 weeks of it right off the bat. $19.95, here's 3 weeks of it. If after 3 weeks your pain feels the same, don't ever call and order more. Almost everyone calls and orders more. Why do you think that is? Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wild, wild Tuesday. And look, I touched on it again. I touched on it for a while in the first hour in case you missed it. The whole the divisions on the right, divisions in the country, the whole Israel-Iran thing. And I just want to, again, reiterate as we watch all this stuff play out on TV right now. We have to become, you and I, with everything, not just tonight, not just right now, we have to become discerning people, more discerning than we've ever had to be. We have to learn how to sift through information because everybody's lying at all times on all sides, and we have to soberly analyze what's out there and sift through information. As I explained in the open, I am not a live breaking news war correspondent working for CNN standing in Tehran with the stupid helmet on my head. That is not what I do. We are not going to analyze every bit of video, every headline that comes in. That is not what you're going to get here at all. Soberly sift. We are going to spend every time there's a new story, every time there's a new video, we are going to spend a day sifting through it to make sure we got it right. Is this AI? Is this an old video? Is it propaganda from a paid site? Is that there's too much out there. Calm down and sift through information. Let's talk locally. Let's talk domestically, shall we? Another reason, I'm sure, that Donald Trump switched back his policy to deport everyone at all times is the unbelievable unpopularity of the Democrat Party. And there's a root to this that Democrats know about and normies have picked up on. Stay with me. Patriotism. Don't move on and roll your eyes. Stay with me for a second. Patriotism. Patriotism for you, you know what patriotism actually is. You know how important it is. We talk about it all the time. But we're not going to discuss you right now because that's not the reason Democrats are unpopular. Democrats have lost the normies. Normies may not understand patriotism with the depth you understand it, but they do know they like America. They like the American flag. They like the anthem. They're proud of their country and want to be proud of their country. Have you noticed recently there have been article after article after article? I think I read one in Politico yesterday. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was Politico where it was Democrats are reclaiming the American flag. Democrats are trying to reclaim the American flag. Remember at the protests? Remember that story in the LA protests, the LA anti-ICE riots? The communists started handing out American flags, and they handed out the American flags with instructions. They were instructing the street animals, hey, you're standing on top of burning cop cars, waving a Mexican flag. It doesn't look good. It doesn't land well with normie America. Remember that? This was just like last week. We were treated to all the American flag. Well, here's what has happened. The Democrat Party has hated America for quite some time. I'd say 20 years probably, if not more. But they became, not un-American, the anti-American party. America sucks. America deserves to burn. America's evil. That's what the Democrat Party became over a long enough period of time. But there's a huge signal lag between what you know and what normie American knows. Normie American's always going to be years behind you, sometimes 10, 15 years. But they're starting to pick up on it. And the problem is Democrats know that is their image. That's why they're printing articles about reclaiming the flag. They know their image is anti-America. They know they need to reverse it. But they can't change the truth. And the truth is they are vehemently anti-America. They scream it as loud as they possibly can. And when they speak publicly, instead of loudly putting a stake in the ground and speaking on behalf of Americans, all Americans, rich, poor, men, women, black, white, doesn't matter. You get speeches like this. This is a member of Congress. Her name's Yvette Clark.
Since January, I have led and signed 50-plus congressional letters on immigration to the administration addressing the following range of issues: maintaining and extending, redesignating TPS for Haiti, Venezuela, and other countries. I've written letters on the wrongful deportations, oversight of DHS detention facilities, opposing family detention, alarming enforcement actions at immigration courts, the Trump travel ban 2.0, and the economic impact of immigration-related executive orders.
That's a member of Congress at a town hall giving a long list of non-Americans she spent her time fighting for. That's her platform. Ilhan Omar, every time she goes on television to speak, it's not just you and me. You knew that savage hated America a long time ago. What do you think normie American thinks about the Democrat Party when they hear things like this?
I grew up in a dictatorship. And I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries where the military are in our streets.
Becoming one of the worst countries. Why are Democrats possibly losing New Jersey? They can't help themselves. They've thrown their lot in with foreigners and only foreigners. They believe the mass importation of foreigners, that's their new base. That's who will get them elected and keep them elected. And now when they run to the television, when they go do town halls, that's who they speak so lovingly about. Have you heard this bit after all those No Kings riots?
According to a new NBC poll, 51% of Americans say they support Trump's handling of immigration and the border. 49% said otherwise. Molly, your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting, too. That poll showed that the numbers are actually higher than they were before the LA riots. So people are getting more supportive of what's going on.
The communists spent $2.1 billion to have riots nationwide protesting Trump, protesting ICE, protesting deportations. All their reps, all their senators ran to the television set to talk about those wonderful Haitians and why they should all stay. And Trump's poll numbers went up and Democrats went down even more. They are the anti-America party. And even if you're one of the various animals who listens to this show, you hate listen and you send me all the death threats and all that other stuff, you should understand it's not me you have to convince. Normie American, it's not that he hears me and realizes it. There's some of that, sure. It's that he hears you and realizes it. You communists who hate listen to the show, you think I'm the one convincing Normie American that Democrats hate him. I don't have near the power to convince them of that as Democrats themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a dictatorship. And I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries where...
My neighbors aren't political. They drink beer, watch football and baseball. They play horseshoes, golf on occasion. You play that for them? What do you think they think about the Democrat Party? You have done this, not me. All right, let's do some emails. Let's do some history. You want to do some history? No. I'm not doing history with you tonight. That'll come. Hillsdale College will give you history every day. Hillsdale College will teach you about history at no cost. Just like this show. More than 40 online courses. That's not classes, the entire course. You want to learn about capitalism? They'll teach you. You want to learn about stories from the book of Genesis? They'll teach you. What about the Roman Republic? Its rise and its fall. I should go ahead and let you know, very comparable to where we are now as a country. Hillsdale will teach you about that. And they'll teach you all of this at no cost. Anybody can do it. It's easy to get started. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. You can do it on your phone. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to register. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you want to email us, you can. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to get to this one. This was precious. Jesse, today's my birthday. Can I have some advice as a gift? You've given me some great advice before. I'll keep it brief. I'm really sick of my weight, Jesse. I've been overweight my whole life. First realized it in the sixth grade. It's gotten worse. I was chunky through high school and got fat in college. After my dad died when I was 21, it got worse. Now my doctors place me in the obese category. My confidence is at an all-time low. I want to make a change. I've never heard you talk specifically about weight loss and so forth. Today is my 29th birthday, and I want to make a change this year so I can start my 30s with a bit more confidence than I have now. Thank you so much. All right. So I could give you a bunch of generic stuff, but anybody who's too fat right now, let me give you two tidbits, very basic, and you can do them. Anybody can do them. All right? Stay with me. Two things. First, I want you, if you can, as much as I make fun of these people, I want you to get some sort of a watch that will count distance for you. Distance for you. Don't think that you have to go drop $1,000 on an Apple Watch or something. I'm not saying that. There are a ton of these things that are very affordable now. You don't need anything fancy at all. You don't, all right? Go get a watch that'll give you a distance. You're fat right now. You want to change it. I want you tomorrow to walk 1 mile. In fact, for a month, walk 1 mile. At the end of a month, make it 1.5. Eventually make it 2. Walk 1 mile every day for a month. That's it. Walk a month. And one other thing. Pick your least favorite meal as long as it's breakfast or dinner. Me personally, I don't skip breakfast. I try not to skip breakfast because I'm such an egg freak. But maybe you don't like breakfast. Maybe you don't eat dinner. Maybe you don't like dinner. Pick one and skip it. I didn't say starve yourself. Did I say eat lettuce and green beans every friggin' day? Did I say never have a pizza again? It's not what I said at all. Eat 2 meals a day instead of 3. Make sure you're eating, so that'll put you eating in a brief, you know, 6-7 hour window. 2 meals. Don't snack. Walk 1 mile a day. If you are listening to me right now, man, woman, 29, 89, and you do those two very, very basic things, you are going to have weight fall off of your body. You are going to be amazed. And both of those things are pretty easy, to be honest with you. Skipping a meal, your tummy's going to be rumbling for a day or two. You will get used to it. Your feet are going to hurt for the first week of the walk. Maybe your knees, especially if you're fat. If you're fat, it puts a lot of more pressure on your knees and your back. So that may be uncomfortable. You will get away with it. And once the weight starts falling, then you will go from there. Walk, skip a meal. All right? How about that? Jesse, seems like all it took was a single week for MAGA to be brought to the end of destruction. If Trump really does reverse course on immigration, and if he gets us involved in a Middle Eastern war, I think it's over. Why does anything good take forever to fulfill, but bad constantly happens in an instant? Okay, so stay with me. Donald Trump's base is unbelievably divided by this Iran-Israel war thing. I don't have numbers because you don't know. I haven't talked to everybody, right? Neither of you. I know what I see. What I see, it looks about 50-50. Half the people, yep, bomb them, kill them all, let God sort them out. Half the people, no, this is a total mistake. We shouldn't be dragged into another war. So, two things. Remember, whatever your position is on this whole thing, it's a reasonable position, most likely. If you are the type of person who believes Iran should never have a nuclear weapon and we should make sure of that, that's a reasonable position. And on the flip side, if you are the type of person who watched 20 years of GWAT failure come to nothing, and therefore you don't want to get involved in anyone else's war, most definitely not in the Middle East again, that's a very reasonable position. And I think it would be helpful. Look at me, reasonable Jesse. I think it would be helpful to realize that the other side has a reasonable position. If you're dealing with somebody on your side, they've been fighting the communists here at home for a long time, and they're with you on a lot of things, but they disagree with you. Maybe they strongly disagree with you on this Israel-Iran thing. Well, America thing now. I think that's okay. I've decided, me personally, not telling you what to do. Unless somebody wrongs me publicly, badmouths me, trashes me publicly, unless an ally does that, I will not lose a single friend over the Israel-Iran-America war happening in Iran. I just will not. Now, you mentioned that it's dividing us at home. Well, I think that shows growth and health that we do not march lockstep with whatever leadership says or whatever the party decides is right. I think it's good that there is argument and division and debate. Hell, arguing with people is good. Did you know that arguing with your spouse is good? Within reason, of course. Don't do it in front of the kids. Don't do it in front of everybody. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't throw things at each other. But it's good to argue in business. It's good to argue with your business partner. We should do this. No, we shouldn't do that. I've argued with Chris and Corey before. I don't like this. I like that. That's good. It's good to argue. Have different opinions. It's not the end of the world because two people differ on things. I don't think this is blowing up some domestic coalition. Look, is the journey fraught with danger? You bet. I don't think it's messing up the coalition. I do think, though, that now would be an appropriate time, speaking of the GWAT, to bring up the fact that right now we still have a bunch of men and women who have lost limbs on behalf of this country, and they're still waking up every day facing what the rest of their life is going to look like without their legs, without an arm, without... Tunnel to Towers is the one taking care of them. Remember that. Tunnel to Towers is building these people special smart homes for the Gold Star families. You know, Dad never came home. Fallen first responder families. A cop got ambushed. Tunnel to Towers is coming alongside of them. And Tunnel to Towers only completes their mission when we help them. $11 a month. If you sign up to give it automatically, you never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. All right? Let's talk about inherently violent the communist is. Let's talk about them getting arrested on purpose. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.